Unit 24. Isn't the quarterly report soon?
Yes, the deadline is the day after tomorrow.
選択肢が do, good, must, owing です。正解は A の do でした。
Isn't the quarterly report due soon?
Yes, the deadline is the day after tomorrow.
Do, 締め切りという意味ですね。
Isn't the quarterly report due soon?
Quarterly report, もうすぐ締め切りですか? Quarterly, 四半期のという意味です。それに対して応答が Yes, the deadline is the day after tomorrow. Deadline, これも締め切りという意味があります。それでは初めの質問 Isn't the quarterly report due soon? 10回言う練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
Isn't the quarterly report due soon?Isn't the quarterly report due soon? Isn't 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 the quarterly report due soon?Isn't the quarterly report due soon? Isn't the quarterly report due soon? Isn't the quarterly report due soon? Isn't the quarterly report due soon?
次に応答の Yes, the deadline is the day after tomorrow. これも10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
Yes, the deadline is the day after tomorrow. Yes, the deadline is the day after tomorrow. Yes, the deadline is the day after tomorrow. Yes, the deadline is the day after tomorrow.Yes, the deadline is the day after tomorrow. Yes, the deadline is the day after tomorrow. Yes, the deadline is the day after tomorrow. Yes, the deadline is the day after tomorrow.Yes, the deadline is the day after tomorrow. Yes, the deadline is the day after tomorrow.
次はロールプレイをやってみましょう。クォータリーリポート、確かもうすぐ締め切りだったなというふうに考えている状況を想像してみてください。で、同僚に確認してみてください。もうすぐ締め切りでしたよね。というふうに英語で聞いてみてください。男性が答えてくれます。5回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
Yes, the deadline is the day after tomorrow. Yes, the deadline is the day after tomorrow. Yes, the deadline is the day after tomorrow.Yes, the deadline is the day after tomorrow. Yes, the deadline is the day after tomorrow.
次は、あなたの同僚が Isn't the quarterly report due soon? というふうに聞いてきますんで Yes, the deadline is the day after tomorrow. というふうに感情を込めて答えてください。では、これも5回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
Isn't the quarterly report due soon? 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 Isn't the quarterly report due soon?
due は期限である、支払われるべきである、そういう意味を表します。due date って言ったらですね、支払い期日という意味になります。または何々することになっているという意味もあります。その意味で使われている例文聞いてみましょう。
The president is due to visit our branch next week.
Due to visit our branch. 我々のブランチに来ることになっている、そういう意味です。この例文10回言う練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
The president is due to visit our branch next week. The president is due to visit our branch next week.The president is due to visit our branch next week. The president is due to visit our branch next week. The president is due to visit our branch next week. The president is due to visit our branch next week.The president is due to visit our branch next week. The president is due to visit our branch next week. The president is due to visit our branch next week. The president is due to visit our branch next week.
due の用法でぜひ覚えておいていただきたいのは due to です。 due to で何々のためという意味になります。 because of の同義語です。何々のためという due to が入っている例文聞いてみましょう。
My flight was cancelled due to technical problems.
due to technical problems. technical problems のためという意味ですね。今の声優さんイギリス人だったんで10というふうに言っていました。ではこの例文10回言う練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
My flight was cancelled due to technical problems. My flight was cancelled due to technical problems.My flight was cancelled due to technical problems. My flight was cancelled due to technical problems. My flight was cancelled due to technical problems.My flight was cancelled due to technical problems.My flight was cancelled due to technical problems. My flight was cancelled due to technical problems. My flight was cancelled due to technical problems.My flight was cancelled due to technical problems.
due は他にも意味がありまして、名詞で回避という意味にもなります。この意味で使われる場合は常に複数形 dues になります。同義語は fees です。では回避という意味の dues が入った例文聞いてみましょう。
Sue didn't pay her dues last month.
Didn't pay her dues. 回避を払わなかった、そういう意味ですね。ではこの例文10回言う練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
Sue didn't pay her dues last month. 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 Sue didn't pay her dues last month.Sue didn't pay her dues last month. Sue 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 didn't pay her dues last month.
good は良いという意味で使われる場合が一番多いんですが、有効であるという意味もあります。で、この使い方、TOEICで要注意です。例文聞いてください。
My passport is good for another 2 years.
My passport is good, valid と同じ意味ですね。My passport is valid for another 2 years と言っても同じ意味になります。My passport is good for another 2 years. これ10回言う練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
My passport is good for another 2 years.My passport is good for another 2 years. My passport is good for another 2 years. My passport is good for another 2 years. My passport is good for another 2 years.My passport is good for another 2 years. My passport is good for another 2 years. My passport is good for another 2 years. My passport is good for another 2 years.My passport is good for another 2 years.
次の must ですが、何々しなければならないっていう意味で使われる場合が多いんですが、名詞として使われる場合もあります。ちょっと特殊な使い方です。名詞の must が入った例文聞いてください。
At least 2 years of sales experience is a must.
これ求人広告でよく使われるんですが、なんとかなんとか is a must って言ったら、それ絶対持っていなきゃいけないという意味です。今ここでは at least 2 years of sales experience、 2年間のセールスの経験がなくてはならない、そういう意味になります。で、求人広告でこれと似た表現で a plus というのがあるんですけれども、それは必須条件ではなくて、あったら優遇しますよ、そういう意味を表す語です。では、この例文。At least 2 years of sales experience is a must. 10回言う練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
At least 2 years of sales experience is a must. At least 2 years of sales experience is a must. At least 2 years of sales experience is a must.At least 2 years of sales experience is a must. At least 2 years of sales experience is a must. At least 2 years of sales experience is a must. At least 2 years of sales experience is a must.At least 2 years of sales experience is a must. At least 2 years of sales experience is a must. At least 2 years of sales experience is a must.
次の owing to ですが、先ほど見た due to や because of と同じ意味になります。何々のためという意味ですね。
The departure was delayed owing to bad weather.
Owing to bad weather. Bad weather. 悪天候のためという意味ですね。Departure was delayed. 出発が遅れたという意味です。では、この例文10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
The departure was delayed owing to bad weather. The departure was delayed owing to bad weather.The departure was delayed owing to bad weather. The 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 departure was delayed owing to bad weather.
新教育の休所です。今日の問題文ですが、 Isn't the quarterly report due soon?というふうに due が使われていたんですが、それに対する応答では Yes, the deadline is the day after tomorrow というように deadline という語が使われていました。 due と deadline が対応している、こういうふうな言い換え表現、 TOEIC のパート2で頻繁に使われます。覚えておいてください。以上、ユニット24でした。